is that a skirt? Oh, it's so nice. It looks. Hey. It's not for a costume or something, is it? It looks really good on you. If you want me to stay, I can. If you want some privacy, I'll go to the living room. If you want to keep it on, I'm not opposed. Oh, no. I don't mean like, not like a pervy. You're upset. I want to hold you and make sure you're okay. So, instead of me assuming like a total jackass, hey, so why are you wearing a skirt, sweetheart? Okay. Huh. Oh yeah, I remember. Okay. All right, I get that. Are you wanting to shift genders or I mean, 'cause that's okay too. So you just want to express differently, right? Oh. Okay. Can I please hold you now? May I? Oh, I love you. And yellow is absolutely your color. Oh, you should pair it with a tank top and like a matching sun hat. And I have that necklace that. Huh? No. No, sweets. I mean, this isn't weird. I mean, not to me at least. I mean, ignoring that Scotland, India, Indonesia, actually, I think a good chunk of Asia, they all have an equivalent of a male skirt. I mean, the stigma is really a modern Western thing. Henry VIII's portrait is him in what is effectively a mini skirt. Most young boys wore dresses in North America way back when. I'm not sure when skirts became gendered over here, but. Sorry. Right. Not the same thing. Let me try again. Okay. So, my point is that you've seen me in a green mud mask. You've seen me take way too much time in front of the mirror. You've seen me have a complete breakdown over a character death in a book. And hopefully, hey, look at me. You've seen me look at you with unfettered adoration and love. You have never once been so cruel to me to say my pleasures and self-care are in some way strange or abhorrent. If this makes you happy, if this makes you feel good in any way, then I want you to wear the prettiest clothes you can. I want to buy you the prettiest clothes I can. I love you. You. Your brain is way more gorgeous than. I don't even have a comparison. It's more than anything, really. I mean, you could wear, I was gonna say nothing, but that's actually a really nice trash bag. You could wear trash bags and you would still be beautiful and handsome. Cute, sweet, kind, friendly. I mean, most days. Am I my home? Oh, work lost power for some reason, and they had to send everybody home. Yeah, apparently it went out just before the end of the evening shift on Friday, and they didn't think to call somebody. So we get back in today, and it's still out. Those jerks made us wait for 3 hours before sending us home. Actually, I was coming in to have a nap. You want to join me? Yes. Okay. Oh, nuh-uh. You scoot back towards me. I'm the big spoon this time. Okie dokie. All right. I'm gonna wrap both arms around your middle. Squish. My head goes right next to yours. And now I have full access to your cute noggin. Please, please don't hide what makes you happy from me. Don't hide what makes you sad either, or mad, or upset, or anything. Please, even if it's me taking you off. I love it when we just talk for hours. You know those nights where we just banter about anything and everything? Those conversations weren't empty. I mean, the only times we talked about the weather was to complain to each other and make a plan to cuddle for warmth. So the fact that this never came up, I mean, this whole time you hid this kind of secret. No, I'm not mad. No, okay, well, I am mad, but not at you. Not you. Never for something like this. I'm mad at me. You never made me feel like I had to explain me. Just that I am who I am, and if I wanted to, I could talk about it. You asked thoughtful, but not invasive questions. You accepted every answer. It's never been the case for me before you. I'm a really crappy girlfriend. Okay, no, all right. Since you always get mad when I say that kind of stuff. I feel like a shitty girlfriend and a shittier best friend. Instead of making you feel like that you can be open about what you want, when you want, like you did for me. Did I make you feel like I wouldn't understand? I didn't make you think that I would, I don't know, leave or something, did I? I mean, if anyone's been giving you a hard time about this. Okay, no, I'm sorry. I just fell back into assuming. Look, I may need you to spell some stuff out for me, but let me prove to you that I can be here for you. Please, please talk to me about these kind of things. Tell me the things that you can't tell anyone else, and I will stand firm by you, not letting you go. I promise. 100% anything. You could actively murder puppies, and I would be that girl who stays in that relationship in a weird form of the sunk cost fallacy. Oh God, thank God. Okay, 99.9% of anything, and I would still hear you out. I mean, just in case they murdered your mentor and now it's like a revenge thing. You don't have to talk about anything right now, but I am here, okay? I just want you to be happy. This skirt, you know, is actually really cute on you. I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little more infatuated with you now. No, I swear, I'm not trying to make it weird. It's just, I mean, yellow brings out your really deep eyes. And you have really nice legs, too. Plus, the way it sways makes your hips pop a bit, which, to be honest, does make your butt look... You can sashay now. What? It's not the same in pants. And these kind of talks and being this close, it's warm. God, I love you. No. Nap time. Wait, okay, one more. My gorgeous boyfriend is the best boyfriend. Yeah. I know, because I aced the boyfriend finding test challenge of the stars. I know the best boyfriend is mine. It's okay. It's all okay. Only good things ahead, okay? order in, watch dumb stuff. When we wake up, remind me about that necklace.